Hello, I am your guide for this tour of Laverna. Before going underground, I will give you a short presentation of the history of the explorations of this mythical site. At the beginning of the 20th century, the first cavers, Fournier and Martel, started the gorges and canyons exploration in the Haute Soule, in Caqueta, where the water runs from the subsoil in different locations. After the Second World War, it was Max Cousins who took over the exploration work. He is the first to glimpse a whole network of caves and underground rivers which drain the water which seeps under La Pierre Saint-Martin. Indeed, this massif is a large karst massif with a surface area of 150 square kilometers, distributed between France and Spain. This limestone massif is cracked and fractured on all sides, which allows water to infiltrate and enlarge the underground voids. So he will form an exploration team. Leaving on foot from Saint-Ingrace, they will explore the plateaus, the Arc, and the pass of La Pierre Saint-Martin. This is how, in August 1950, Georges Lépineux and Beppo Occhialini discovered a tiny orifice at the bottom of a sinkhole. The sound of the stones they throw got lost in the depths. After searching for material in the valley, they will probe the chasm to a depth of more than 300 meters. It's a world record at the time. In 1951, faced with the difficulty of lowering such a well using ladders, cavers from Jura proposed building a winch from a bicycle frame to lower the well. On August 12th, everything is ready. After several hours of descent, Lépineux set foot 320 meters underground, at the top of a vast room whose walls he can barely see. Herto, Tatsiev, and Lubens will follow. Lubens will discover a second room at the bottom of which flows the much sought after river. August 1952, the team met at the pass of La Pierre Saint-Martin. The cavers, more numerous and better equipped, resumed the exploration in the second room discovered by Lubens. The river is colored by 20 kilograms of fluorescein. The green water will then emerge 13 days later at the exit of Caqueta's gorge. August 1953, the team is larger than in previous years. It includes Spaniards for the first time because the entrance to the chasm is located in Spain. The explorers will explore 3 kilometers of galleries following the river, and there, the three men will reach the top of an immense void into which the river plunges. It's a surprise. They think they are out into a cliff in the middle of the night on the other side of the mountain. But it's impossible. It's 6 p.m. on August 13. At this time, it's still daylight. This is how the speleologists realize that they are still underground. They have just discovered Laverna. These discoveries are of interest to EDF. It's the national electrical enterprise in France. They want to capture water from the underground river to produce electricity. The work begins in 1955. They transport all the material through the Aufidius Ravine to dig a tunnel. It was not until 1960 that this tunnel arrived in Laverna. From this time on, speleologists no longer access through Lépineux's well, they rather take the tunnel, direct access to the underground river of La Pierre Saint-Martin.